This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Maybe it was a skill that you used to be quite proud of. It was something that impressed all of your friends back in the day. And now here we are in 2019 and it sucks. No one's impressed by it anymore.
The one that came in that just hit home that I wanted to be so proficient in that I was not at 73100, our text line, was hacky sack.
Hacky sack. Oh,
like,
man.
You're waiting to go into school or even when you were in college and they're just
this is what people
around.
Used to do before cell phones.
Yeah.
And before you were allowed to smoke cigarettes. Everyone used to sit around and play hacky sack.
But the guys who were good at it.
Oh, yeah.
God, so good. Your fast feet. Your fast feet, they're so fast.
And for some reason, they always, one of the guys playing always had a poncho. Always.
Okay.
There was always
one dude wearing a poncho.
Always one dude wearing a poncho.
Lola on Facebook said, I can probably still rewind a cassette tape using a number two pencil.
A cassette? Nice. I was thinking like a
VHS. That's what I was thinking too.
No, a cassette tape. But there was also an art to when your damn stereo would chew up the tape to being able to surgically remove it and get the tape out without breaking it and then roll it back the right direction so there is no twists in it. Like that was, especially if it was your favorite mixtape, because you don't appreciate the amount of work that went into making
a mixtape.
Oh,
yeah. Until you actually make one.
Hours. Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, now you send somebody a playlist on Spotify and they're like, cool, bro.
Not even going to listen to it.
But I put my heart and soul into making this mix.
Brooke said, I used to be a human phone book, which is totally useless now. Mm-hmm. Unless you are incarcerated, which is an excellent point.
I don't know my fiance's phone number.
I
know the last four digits of it.
Commit to learning that, please.
Dave, you know your wife's phone number, right?
Of course.
Okay.
I don't know any phone numbers.
I know my girlfriend's phone
I don't know any phone numbers. It's not like her. Because like when I like literally have dialed, put her
That's
number
your emergency
in my phone
contact,
once.
Man. Like if you get into a terrible car accident and they go, who's
no, man,
call?
If I get arrested, I'm not calling her.
No,
she's going to
be
mad.
If you get into a car accident and smash
you.
And then smash it if you get arrested?
Yeah.
Do you know Dave's number?
Nah. But I'll call the radio station.
Try to get in contact.
That's actually what he did last time he got arrested. Not even kidding.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, what is your now useless skill? More of your calls and posts are coming up.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The skill you used to possess that you were so impressed with, and probably everyone else was too, whether they admitted it or not, that in 2019 is just dead. Rebs on Twitter said, way back in the day, before predictive text, before smartphones, I could type and send an entire text with one hand and never look at my phone.
T9?
Oh yeah,
I was so good at T9.
You know when the BlackBerry was a thing with the keypad?
Yeah.
Like I was resistant to the iPhone when it first came out because I'm like, you don't even have keys. And I used to be able to sit there and type out a whole email without looking at my phone because I was so good at it.
I bet you had a sidekick too, didn't you?
No, I never had a sidekick. I never liked the way that those felt in my hand.
Uh-huh.
I did think it was pretty cool. You could whip it out and flip up the screen though. Like, I'm about to send something important. It never was important.
Never.
Dane said, 3-time schoolyard pog champ, and still got it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Bill said, knowing how to use a slide rule.
What the hell is a slide rule?
Slide rule.
Is it something for, like, engineering or math?
Even, like, those compass things and the protractors?
Yeah, I was just happy when I learned how to, like, make a star with one of those.
Mahoney, you mentioned this, too. Tim on Facebook said, writing cursive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is an art that has gone the way of the dodo.
I wonder.
But I mean, how often are you using cursive in your daily life?
How often
signature?
Are you writing? You know, I mean, like I write a decent amount because of the type of work that we do. But I mean, I would say the vast majority of anything that other people see is always typing.
But I wonder if people, you know, younger who don't learn cursive, like I wonder if they can read it.
Do they still teach cursive in school? Is that a thing?
They still teach cursive in some schools.
Okay.
I can almost type on my phone faster than I can write. I just don't like the feeling of writing with a pencil anymore. It feels
like
it
hurts. Hands.
It hurts.
I feel like a vibration in my inner ear when I'm writing with a pencil.
Like if I have to write
like a smooth birthday
card for my mom or something, like halfway through my hands cramping up, I'm like, why can't I just type this? It's taking too long. Eric joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Eric?
Hey, not much, man. How you guys doing?
Good. So what was your skill that is no longer quite as valuable as it used to be?
Ages me a little bit, but the old school Nintendos, the original Nintendos, getting the cartridges to work when they would freeze up.
Oh,
yeah.
You had the magic touch?
You pull it out.
Oh, yeah. You have to slow on the inside, yeah. slam mm-hmm. it up and down 50 times, leave the lid open or closed,
And you put it into where it was like right up to the lip of it, and then you push it down right at the light.
You gotta push and turn. Push in and push to the right. You had to know right where that spot was.
It's the only spot we ever found. But.
Reset.
That's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
That's why I was sick of for so long.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's a skill you used to possess and be damn proud of. And now, in 2019, it's totally worthless. Rachel is joining us this morning. What's up, Rachel?
Hi. Folding notes.
Folding notes, yeah.
Like in high school.
Yeah, I mean, because
being able to tuck them in perfectly and
I could do like a heart. They had tabs. They had trap doors. Like
trap doors. Oh my god! Yes,
everything.
Those were amazing. And also, you know what I'm talking about? The little things where you'd have like the four, put your fingers in it.
Yes,
and
like the fortune teller.
Pick a number sort of thing.
Yeah.
I can still make those too.
Can you really? Wow, that is
a
skill.
I work for the county, so I have a lot of downtime.
But it's
there's a lot of origami that happens.
It's amazing.
You're the best. Thanks
how
for the call, Rachel.
We like pass those down, like, because before, like with YouTube now, I feel like anything is possible.
Yeah,
like you can watch it, go back and watch it 1,000 times, but like learning those skills 20-30 years ago, how did we
you used to have to have a mentor, somebody to teach you the ways.
You had a sensei.
A note folding sensei, I guess it's possible. The other day,
I was trying to think of something.
My daughter asked me, my 3-year-old daughter asked me to make her a paper airplane. And I hadn't made a paper airplane in years.
You still got it?
Still got it.
Got to have crisp wings.
Yeah. Crisp wings.
Flaps.
No flaps. BS. Crisp wings. No. I sailed that thing across the room, and she's like, "Dada, that's amazing."
I never could get a good glider. You remember the gliders?
The gliders, where you just send that thing going, and it would just hang
forever.
Out. Yeah. Never really achieved our full potential there, Mahoney. Uh-huh. Surprise. Robin, what's up?
Used to be the family navigator on road trips, and so I was the one who read the map. Which, who reads a map anymore?
Yeah,
it's a skill though. If you're in a place where you don't have cell phone service, which is probably a place where you need a map, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, the quality navigators are an underrated skill, because if you've ever been on a road trip with somebody that's supposed to be the navigator.
Your wife's the navigator when you're driving, I assume, right?
Yeah, and she's awful at it. I mean, just the absolute worst. She gets distracted by everything.
I want to talk about my fiance for a second.
Oh,
because she is supposed to also, like, if you're in the passenger seat, you are the navigator.
Yep.
She gets mad at me when I don't know exactly where I'm going. Hey, I'm focused on the road, where we're going. What she does, which drives me insanely, it just drives me insane.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She will search for the address, but then won't hit the directions like go on Google Maps, and it's just looking at the lines. I'm like, hit the thing and it will give you turn by turn directions.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Mahoney, is that Robin is on the phone with us right now, and
yes, you
haven't married your fiance just yet. Robin, are you single?
Not really, no.
That's fine. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Will you?
Do you
marry...
know how? Do you know how to work a sextant?
A what?
A sextant. Do you guys not know what that is?
No. What is that?
It's a tool to navigate the
navigate on ships.
So she knows.
Yeah.
This is your soulmate, man. You have just sailed into the seas of Robin. This is a moment we're having right now.
I mean, we can make it a sexy tent. We can navigate them stars.
All right, Robin. Thank you for the call today.
Thank you.
I'm curious who her significant other is, because I asked her if she's single, and she's like, not really. What a vote of confidence. I used to be able to, and I was a great shot, this one says, just came in on the text line, great shot, spit wads using a straw.
Oh, God, you could just snipe people with those.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, in California now, they ban straws.
Oh, you can't use it.
The paper straw is further ammunition. You just have to ration it. Because you get a paper straw and you can actually use that as a spitball.
Oh, okay.
Jamal said, my entire school career revolves around percussion, including the marching band in high school and college. I was, and still am, and always will be, the designated beatboxer / makes beats on the table dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Brian said, I know how to use the rotary phone.
Mm.
Ooh, Adam. I can add and subtract improper fractions unlike denominators.
I cringed just with that.
Yeah.
What's an unlike denominator?
I don't know.
Is the denominator the bottom part? Yeah.
Yeah, so it's when the bottom number is different.
It's if you don't like being the bottom.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I am an unlike denominator. Stop it. Quit it. I see you're good with fractions.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
A skill that you used to have that you were damn proud of, and now here we are in 2019, and it's just totally useless. Efrain on Twitter said armpit fart.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
I think we got a lot of relatable ones on our text line at 73100. All the math for my college degree was one, and this one kind of hits home. I used to be able to do basic HTML coding to edit my MySpace at age 12.
Yeah.
Not that impressive considering where coding has developed now, but at that age.
Man, when you used to be able to crack that code, when you'd be able to put whatever background you wanted on your MySpace page, you're like, I'm free. I'm finally free.
So smart.
Brent said creating fake accounts to scam BMG out of free music and movies. They would call and be like, sorry, nobody named Humongous D lives here. Roz said way back when you were given textbooks, teachers would advise you to make sure we make a book cover with that brown grocery bag to not damage the book. And if you had the skills to get that done.
I always had my mom help me with that one.
Yeah, me too.
When I would do it, it would be all loose. But for whatever reason, your mom always came through.
Very crisp.
I will say, and it's not really a lost art just yet, but the ability to wrap a gift, I never really have been good at wrapping gifts. But it's getting better in 2019 because of Amazon. You can just get it pre-wrapped.
Yeah.
When you get
I just
you,
bag it.
Yeah,
bag it like tissue paper.
A gift box.
Yeah. Gift boxes have come a long way, too. Chris joining us this morning. What's up, man?
Hey, I used to be a boss at MS-DOS and Windows 3.1.
Oh, yeah. The worst is when you become an expert in, say, Windows 3.1, and then you're like, what do you mean you're rolling out Windows 3.5?
Yeah. Windows 95? Never!
What is that? / run / start.
You know it, man. Thanks for the call.
DIR / P, man. So, DIR / P, if anybody... is also an MS-DOS aficionado like myself.
So we got a text earlier that said, I can name all of the U.S. presidents in chronological order to the tune of Yankee Doodle Dandy. It's completely useless in my everyday life, but it's a really great party trick when I'm trying to get in the pants of a history nerd. And when we got this message, I thought, for sure, this is a guy, right?
Yeah.
But Chelsea is on the phone with us, who actually sent us that text message. Do you know what else would probably help with getting into the pants of a history nerd? You being a girl.
Yeah, that might help.
All right, but so you can still do this. You can still name all the presidents in chronological order. Mahoney, will you pull up a list of the presidents in chronological order so we can? You have it up there, Ian? Okay, Ian's already got it.
Why are you trying to fact check Chelsea?
Because
she's taking time out of her day to call in and serenade us with the presidents to the tune, Yankee Doodle Dandy, and you're gonna sit here and fact check? How dare you?
I'm very excited for this.
And she's all about getting in the pants of history.
Just because you
you're
know she's
a son of a bitch, Dave.
You know she's a horny history buff, and you're trying to white knight her. Stop it. All right. So Ian has the list of the presidents up.
Oh, nice.
Chelsea, are you ready?
I am quite ready. Yep.
Take it away.
Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Polk, Taylor, and Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, Cleveland, Harrison, Cleveland, McKinley, Roosevelt, Taft, Wilson, Harding, Coolidge, Hoover, Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Reagan, Carter, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump.
Wow! She did it!
Oh, no.
So I assume when they first did that song, it was like it ended at like Eisenhower. Yeah.
it kind of tailed off there at the end. But that said, I'm not a history buff.
I'm taking my pants off.
You can have me right now.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.